If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple out today. He's back tomorrow. Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush with you. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is going on today in the wonderful city, town of Creighton with Shin Daddy, Bill?
It's going to be, it's kind of a, like speed dating.
Okay.
It's going to be speed fantasy football league. Ooh. And so Shin Daddy has his own league, and then the draft is going to be today, but you only get 22 seconds in between picks,
quick picks,
and so it's going to go really quick. Also, where it's a little bit different, Shafe, is that I don't know what the exact number is, 2,000 something of total players in the NFL.
Sure.
I believe it's somewhere in that number, so everyone gets drafted.
Oh, so it's a massive best ball league.
Exactly. It's a massive
back
and
up.
Every single one is
cutting edge
drafted.
Of fantasy best ball is a kind of a not new but within the most recent 5-year thing.
Yes,
he's all over it.
He's all over it. So everyone is going to be in. So Shin Daddy today is very busy with that. So it's at 10:44. That's when everybody locks in on Zoom.
You got some time
they're
to
expecting,
prepare.
It's going to be, there's like 600 to 700 people going to be in this.
It's going to be a very long draft.
And it's going to be a very quick draft, too. You better have your numbers and you better have your roster down.
Look, 22 seconds and you're in round, you know, like 400.
400.
That's going to be hard.
That's hard. Yeah. It's going to be a lot.
All of a sudden, third
who'd
left
you take?
Tackle.
Who'd you take? I'm going to take the backup center from the Cardinals.
I don't know his name.
Round 39. Yeah, so it's a lot of mathematics going on, too.
You got to be scouring the waiver wire, people that are going to be available every week.
That sounds fun. So
it's going to be a lot of
fun. In Creighton, for Shin Daddy at Midwest Bank,
yes,
always wonderful there. But Mike Schaefer, as he is every Thursday, by the way, this hour is sponsored by Ben Spurk of Farm Bureau Financial Services. Please call Ben
the Bureau
at 402-217-9945 for your insurance needs. Schaefer, when you come in on Thursdays, so it's a new thing, Bill. You're not on Twitter very often, but Schaefer's doing this thing where he is simulating every football game, every game on the new EA Sports game ahead of it. So he does it Wednesday night, so it's perfect for this show. Nebraska was down 14-0, I believe, last night in your game, and won, what was the final score, Schaefer?
Yeah, they won 42-28. Just a riveting Dylan Raiola-led second half comeback.
Nice.
The defense got after Shador Sanders. I think he threw 3 interceptions all of last year. Yeah. Well, he threw 3 interceptions in the game last night.
Nice. And I think
good news for the Huskers.
Yes, it is.
It's a good omen.
Buford got him in the end zone. Tommy Hill got him. And then Deshaun Singleton. So the single digits really coming in strong
That's a great day.
That's how you do it, right there.
I like that you're doing that, Shafe. That's incredible. I really is. I'm not kidding. That's a cool deal.
Good interaction. Good response to people. I like to see
he
you.
He is a people person.
Well, anytime you can get paid to play video games, you look for that when you're in your 30s. So then you can just talk. Sorry, Shelby, I'm working. You know,
I'm working right now.
These video games are very important to my job.
God, you understand. God, love you. Well, I'm curious, Schaefer, in terms of the actual game on Saturday, how much have your thoughts on this game changed from before week one to now week two, if at all?
Not really. I mean, when we were in here last week and we were talking about that Colorado-North Dakota State game, I mean, I think that largely played out how I expected it to. Colorado, I think, is largely the same team they were a year ago, or at least in week one. They were. Now, maybe they have some wrinkles and some things that they're going to bring out in this game. I expect Nebraska is not going to play in its base defense the entirety like it did against UTEP. But I think they're largely a very similar team. And so, you know, if Nebraska can play well in the trenches, they're going to give themselves a great opportunity on Saturday. I mean, I just think you look on both sides of the line. I mean, if the defensive line can play well and you only have to commit to three or four guys going after Shador Sanders, allows you to keep seven or eight in the back end. That's such a huge advantage. I just feel like that's, you know, if Nebraska is going to win on Saturday, in part, it's going to be because they're able to get pressure with three or four.
Yeah, I look at the game against UTEP. Nebraska was getting home easily. You know, Ty Robinson had a couple big hits. I mean, they didn't even
UTEP was getting the ball out fast.
They were. I mean, Nebraska played 108 players in that game, so everybody's pretty fresh going into Saturday's game for the Huskers.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen that a lot where you're able to just kind of flood the bench and you had your third, fourth stringers in there. You have guys that might not play again the rest of the year.
Right.
I mean, maybe Northern Iowa presents an opportunity for that. Maybe Nebraska is able to pounce on another team later in the year. But, you know, generally speaking, we haven't seen a lot of games in the last half decade where you've been able to kind of flood the bench and get some of your younger guys in. I honestly, one of the coolest moments of Saturday, Maverick Noonan, who I believe tore his ACL last year, was a guy that I think there was a lot of excitement about, you know, and of course he's a legacy, and he was able to kind of get in there and blow a play up for a tackle for a loss in a first career game. That's the kind of stuff that's cool. I mean, we don't know what Maverick Noonan's career is going to be, but he's always going to have that, and that was pretty awesome on Saturday.
Bill, how many times have you got 108 players into a game in your time as a football coach?
I believe, I don't have the exact number, but I believe it was probably several.
Okay.
Just because I remember being the graduate assistant, George Darlington would be in the press box, and we'd made that move that we're subbing. And we had so many players at that time suited up, so everyone had to be eligible, obviously. But I would substitute all four defensive backs every play. So I would just get four.
Hockey-style line changes.
Hockey-style. So they would be, okay, you guys are out. You four are out. Boom. Second down, new four went in. Third down, new 4-1. If they got a first down for some reason, because it was late in the game, just kept rotating them. So there would be a time, like for a play, where there would be some high numbers that got into the game. Whether it was 108, I don't know, because 108's high. Don't get me wrong, it's high.
Well, 108's higher than what the legal roster is going to be in a couple of years. So
Shin Daddy brought up a good point. He goes, it's great they had 108 in, unless you're the 109th guy.
I didn't get in.
Just standing there,
I was next up. One more play.
Come on.
Really?
That would be really funny, is maybe not the word, but just seeing like a photo of some guy just holding his helmet, just waiting to get in. You get the clock behind him and it's 0-0.
So, like Shin Daddy brought that up. He goes, 108's great unless you were 109.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But yes, it was great to get those guys in. And obviously, it's not just great. It really is, because there was 120 in camp, and so they got a lot of those guys. And there's probably the other 10 that didn't get in, or whatever, 12 that didn't get in, probably weren't even able to get in due to injury or something else. And so to get a chance to be rewarded like that, and just to get on the field for a play or two, is a great situation. It does you know, make note to what you just said, Shafe, was brilliant. The number will be 105 next year. And so now
that won't be a 108
won't happen again.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fascinating. I think the 105 is 2026. They're giving them 2 years. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might be down by next year. Okay. I may be wrong on that. I'm not sure, but it's going to be. It's not. Everything's not locked in stone.
Right.
So, and it might be a gradual. It might go to a 110 or a 115 or something. Who knows that? But no idea.
Now, Shafe, we know that UTEP's not a very good football team, but Nebraska, however, did run the ball very well. All four. You know, we had nine guys get carries the game. I think 9 or 10, and of course, all four of the main running backs got a good amount of totes there. Dante Dowdell had a good game before the fumble. So I'm curious. Is a four-back rotation something they can do for a while, or will this thin out to be one or two soon?
I think eventually you're going to end up with one or two. It would have been fascinating how that game plays out if Dante Dowdell doesn't put the ball on the ground. I thought that he had really played well up until that point. And then they did what they said they were going to do. If you make a mistake like that and they can replace you, they will. And so he was out, and we saw more Gabe Irvin, Emmett Johnson, and Ramir Johnson because of it. I think some of it, you know, is going to be how it plays out on Saturday. I mean, if they go right back to Dante Dowdell like they did against UTEP, and he runs early in the game like he did against UTEP, and Colorado's run defense feels a little suspect, I mean, he could just take the job, or so to speak, take the job on that Saturday and hang on to it. I don't know that you're going to get as consistent. I mean, I think the lowest was Gabe Irvin had 8. And the highest was someone had 12.
Okay. I think he had 12. I think 12 was the most.
Yeah, and so I don't know that you're going to get that every single week. But, I mean, they all have different roles. They all do different things. There's different subsets and packages that you can utilize one over another on. So I think they're going to need them all at some point. But on a day like Saturday coming up, maybe one or two guys just emerge and you don't see all four of them as much. I think they're all going to play, but whether they all have an impact on the game is unlikely to me.
Yeah, I mean, Dowdell, you said before the fumble, was looking really good. He could be the top guy. I'm curious, again, this week, it's a big week against Colorado. Does he get punished for that? Do you see him not get as many carries? But because the first drive, he looked very, very good for Nebraska.
So just the way that my brain works, I'd like to see him go back to him right away. Show that you have confidence that was a mistake, that he learned from it, but that you accepted what he was able to do prior to that mistake and let him see what he can do right away in that game against Colorado. I think the run game is going to be important. I think you're going to want to try to settle Dylan Raiola in, so you're going to need a competent run game early. I don't think you want to rely on him as the computer did last night for 497 yards.
Yeah.
So, that'd be a lot. I anticipate the running game to be a big portion of this, and I think Dante Dowdell earned the opportunity for them to come back to him with confidence again on Saturday.
Speaking of Raiola, Marcus Satterfield on Tuesday referred to him as a quote,
"This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair. With Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. So if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Freaking surgeon for how he operated in the game against UTEP. Is that how you would view his performance? Is a freaking, quote, freaking surgeon.
Like, you have to qualify everything you say about this last weekend as it was UTEP.
Yep.
But he was a true freshman. That was his first start. That moment can be big. That stadium, obviously, you know, he hasn't played on a stage like that. We can talk about how he's been groomed for this moment for a long time. He'd never played on a stage like that before. He'd never played in front of that many fans. And he went out in that first drive and showed you exactly why Nebraska was excited to get him last December, exactly why he's a 5-star recruit. I mean, one of his best passes of the day went right through Isaiah Nayer's hands. He dropped that ball perfectly on the end zone line.
Perfect throw.
I'm sure Nayer wanted that one back. He made up for it, yep, obviously, with the touchdown that came in the second quarter. But on that first drive, I mean, they had a 2nd and 30. How many times, Jake, can you remember in recent history where Nebraska even has 2nd and 15 and they still get a first down? And it didn't require someone like Adrian Martinez to pull the rabbit out of his hat and run around for a while and then scramble. So it's just, you know, it was a great first start. He looked better than I anticipated that he would. And then, I mean, to cap all of it off, that drive right before the end of half, I mean, that was
the thrill.
That's what you want a 2-minute drive to look like. And then, of course, you dream of having somebody who's that confident to step into that throw. And the thing is, if you watch the replay that they had on FS1 or you go back and you watch that highlight specifically, you could tell Dylan was excited about that ball leaving his hand before Jamal Banks went up to go get it. He threw that exactly where he wanted to. He stepped into it perfectly.
There was no chance of a pick. It was either going to be caught or dropped.
He put it only where his guy was going to get it.
Yep.
And so, you know, if you want to call him a surgeon, I have no argument with that whatsoever.
I didn't call him that. Marcus Satterfield.
No. Not you. The colloquial view.
Yeah, thank you.
Societal you.
Now, I'll ask Bill this because we'll get to this in a second. But in terms of this weekend, this is a massive recruiting weekend. A lot of people in town. Bill, when you had games in the past, anywhere you've been, you know, when you had a marquee non-conference game, like how do you address that in recruiting and making sure you get the most visits for this weekend? How important is that?
Well, you want to focus heavily on unofficials. You don't want officials for this weekend. Yep. You want to have guys that get in there on their own to have a plan to be able to get there. The officials are very hard because if this is your one shot with them, you're with the team all day. That's your focus. And then it's a night game. So when it gets over, you're looking at, by the time you can actually, as a staff, talk to them, you're looking at 11 o'clock at night. And on Sunday, they're out. And so you want to be able to have like I said before, in general, you're going to have all you care about is the team, the team, the team. You want to recruit a good team, win a game. That's what helps you recruit.
Sure.
And then when you get to the stadium right away, in general, that's where you're going to go meet with the players. You're going to find out who's there. And this would have been a very difficult game because for the staff, for the Vince Gintas of the world, because everyone in the world wants to come to this game. And so there has to be focus still, no matter how you cut it. The reason that you have really good teams is because you have really good players, and you have to focus on the high-end recruits. And you want to give everybody attention. But if all of a sudden, if there's 300 unofficials, that it's impossible to be able to do a good job with them. So, but you want to be able to get as many as you can there. You'll go see them right away when you get to the stadium. But after that, I mean, the only thing that matters on Saturday is winning the game. And so that's where your focus is at. And so it's like you want to have a really good team this year. You want recruits to come here, win 10. And then it's much easier than winning 5 and then trying to convince that you have a great plan in order. Win 10 games and win big games and have the atmosphere. So that's what matters.
Shafe, with that being said, again, a lot of people are in town this weekend. What names stick out for who's in town for the recruiting weekend?
Yeah, I mean, there's some big ones for 2025, so you got to start there. I mean, 5-star Michael Terry is going to be here. He had talked previously that he had wanted to get back for this game. I don't think this visit happens if they hadn't done good work at the end of July when he came in right before the dead period was going to start. And so they've really kind of repositioned themselves. And I think, you know, if they win on Saturday, they really, I think, make this a three-team race. I think Oregon and Texas are still out in front. They have been out in front, but Nebraska's done a nice job as providing an alternative and really kind of, you know, showcasing what they think this is going to look like. They love Matt Rhule. They're excited about Dylan Raiola, the Terry family is. And so, you know, if Saturday goes well and you get to see that atmosphere, and you could potentially be a part of that. You know, there's a couple senior wide receivers on the team that are going to be gone. That's a pretty big pitch to Michael Terry. It's the same thing for Cortez Mills, the Oklahoma commit that's coming in this weekend. Another wide receiver. He's been out here before. He was here in January. He was here for the spring game. I think Nebraska's recruited him really, really hard. He's committed to Oklahoma, but he's visiting this weekend, which tells me that there is a chance that he is on flip watch. Oklahoma is one of those programs that they feel pretty strongly that if you visit somewhere else while you're committed to them, they don't really view your commitment in the same way. I think that's tough to do in 2024, but that's Brent Venables. So we'll see if they're able to flip Cortez Mills. And then speaking of flip watch, you have Dawson Merritt, the linebacker that committed to Alabama. He's coming in this weekend. He told me he's excited to get back around the staff. He wants to see Raiola play in person himself. He joked that he's still not convinced that it isn't Patrick Mahomes in that uniform out there. So I think they have a chance to get two guys that they were sitting with really well at times earlier in the cycle that ended up at Oklahoma and Alabama respectively. But if they, you know, Bill said it, you got to win this game. And then on top of it, I mean, you have tons of regional talent for 2026. You have 5-star in Jackson Cantwell, whose mom is originally from Crete and whose dad is one of the best throwers in Olympic and U.S. history. And so
no big deal.
Yeah. I mean,
no big whoop.
This is a guy, like when we talk about 5-star recruits, Jackson Cantwell is recruited by every major program in the country. Like not every 5-star is recruited in the same way. And Bill knows this too, but where Jackson Cantwell sits in Missouri, you have every single conceivable program wants this kid. And he's 6'7". And he's just a cornerstone left tackle. And, you know, he's a 35 ACT guy. Like, he is a dream scenario. And so he's probably the next biggest person here. And then there's a whole bunch of 4-stars and everything else. I mean, you have Brandon Arrington, who's coming out from California. He's a 5-star athlete. He wants to see Nebraska in action. I mean, it's just it's a huge weekend. It's a huge opportunity. But like Bill said, I mean, the coaches have to, for it to matter, you have to win.
Got to win the game.
You have to win on Saturday.
Got to win the game. If you have any questions for Mike Shafer, please call or text 402-464-5685. And last thing that I'll ask before we get to break, Shafer, is I know it didn't come down to anything because it was a blowout 40-7 on Saturday. But if this game against Colorado, it could be a very tight game, could be a 3-point game for Nebraska. We saw extra points and a short field goal from Alvano on Saturday. We saw John Hull kick off, had one out of bounds. He got better as the game went on with the length of the kickoffs. What's that picture look like to you compared to before week one?
I mean, it's still pretty incomplete for me. You know, you didn't have a lot of pressure-filled scenarios. I thought it was kind of fascinating that Nebraska had an opportunity late in that game to attempt a longer field goal, and they decided not to. And obviously, you know, maybe you don't want to run up the score. Maybe you don't want to, whatever it is. To me, if you're worried about your field goal kickers and you want to get them confidence, is that not the best opportunity to? In a game where the result is decided, you want to see if you can make a longer field goal. I don't know. That it makes me wonder if they're in a fourth and two situation at the 30, are they going for that in the first half? Are they going for that in the third quarter? Are they going for that in the fourth quarter because they can't make a 47-yard field goal? And 47 yards isn't ever a gimme.
No.
But
no.
The alternative of not getting points when you're that deep into your opponent's territory, I mean, we've watched Nebraska teams live through that in recent years. So I don't have a ton of confidence yet in the kicking game. But Tristan Alvano, prior to last year, there was a lot of excitement about it. I know that he can do it. I'm not entirely sure where his health is at, and they haven't really quite set on
that. Bill, is that running up the score? If Nebraska's up 40-7 late in the game, you're trying to get your kicker some confidence and get him a kick. It's 47-yard. You choose not to do it. Is there a problem with that, going kicking it or not?
No. No, there's no problem. The problem plays, in my opinion, come when, like I said, when you can just kneel the game out and you run the ball, or you do something to get a touchdown, or something that's not even so much run the ball. Even that doesn't freak me out, because they're just – if you're just running inside zone and they run for 20-yard touchdown the last play, well, that's your job to stop them. So I've never been that type of, but everyone knows it's real simple. You just know it when you see it. You go, oh, we shouldn't have done that. That shouldn't have happened. If I'm on the other side though, and it's like, hey, my kicker's going to kick this ball. I would, as an opposing coach, there's no way I would think that was running the score, or that was. It's like, no, we had a chance to get.
There's still 5 minutes left in the
game. There's 5 minutes left going. Sometimes if it's like, hey, I can just take a knee and the game's over, yeah, I'd probably take the knee. But when there's 5 minutes to go, no, if I could, that would not be a arrogant move, in my opinion.
Yeah. Especially when you got to figure out what you have at kicker.
Yeah, that's one thing to say. You're gonna be able to do it. And I couldn't imagine someone coming across the field upset. 5 minutes left, you try to field goal with your with a kicker that had been injured during camp, and you wanted to see where he was at. That would be a no. But it's a good question of where they're going to be when those situations, you know, can, like I said, to have, like Schaefer said, those points are critical to have at that time.
When we come back, we will have Bill's Thrills Cool Parenting Tips. Thursday is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.